Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios right now, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. So good to be here. A little late in the week for me, but I made it.
Hey, that's all right. We'll take you anytime that you can make it down here. I know you're a busy guy.
I know.
You've got a lot going on. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this week.
You know, I had an opportunity to go up to the Sheriff's Association meeting yesterday with all the sheriffs in the state, and it's an exciting time of year with the legislative session going on. And so we were up there. But there's a bill. Sheriff Rosie Rivera is working with some representatives to get a bill that will change the age of corrections officers to 19 instead of 21. And I'm excited about that. So it's what we've noticed here is we have a lot of interest in law enforcement jobs, but you have to be 21 to get them. So there's a gap from the time people get out of school. They either go to college or they go into the workforce. And they kind of lose interest in us in that time, you know, because they've moved on. They have something else. So if we could capture a group of people at the age of 19, and you know, if you're old enough to be in the military, I think you're old enough to be in a law enforcement position at that age. I think we could. It would help with recruiting a ton. So it's what they're proposing, and nothing is written yet. It's just in the planning phases. But it's what they're proposing doing is maybe a pilot project with jails in Utah through the sheriff's offices and see if they can make it work. There's still some work to be done to, you know, get posts to adapt to it and make sure they buy off on it, because without post support, it'll never work. Got to be able to send them to the police academy, and we absolutely want to respect their opinion more than any. They're the ones that train us.
Right.
So, but it's an exciting idea. I hope it can move forward. That's one of the bills that we talked about yesterday that had me very excited. I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity, and then we could actually start recruiting in the high schools.
Right. And, you know, I love the fact that you mentioned that one of the biggest problems is you've got these high school graduates that are going into college that have an interest in getting into law enforcement, and then find out that they've got to hold off for a couple of years. And yeah, they would absolutely lose interest. Once they start going to college and maybe find interest in other areas, they might decide to pursue that as well, which is great. But being able to target that younger demographic and just say, hey, if this is what you want to do, we're going to be able to switch things up a bit.
Let's jump in. Because, you know, a lot happens at that age for people. You know, that's a big time in your life if you think about it. You're out of high school. You're at that juncture where, do I go to college? Where am I going to be? What am I going to do? Maybe you get married. Maybe you start a family. You know, and that changes everything,
right?
You know, as far as things. I did the same thing. I got out of high school and waited until I could turn 21 to become a law enforcement officer. And it was hard. It was hard to do, because by the time I got there, I had a good job. And it's like, man, I'm walking away from stability for this unknown. But it was
right. It
was worth it for me.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, in other news, it seems that we've had a nice couple of days. I think that's going to come to an end.
Good weather has been nice, and it actually makes it more challenging for the next storm. So I think we have a big storm set coming in for the weekend and early part of next week. Our avalanche danger is already extreme in our area, and that's going to make it worse. Because
right.
We've had some melting, some thawing and freezing, and then new snow on top of that. It makes it a challenge for that. Want to make sure everyone's aware to be careful. And with this storm, when the storm leaves, I think it's going to start out warm and get colder. But when it leaves, we're going to get blasted with cold.
Yeah.
So winter's going to be upon us after this storm. So I just want to make sure everyone's ready for that. With driving conditions, I went over the summit last night. And the deer. There are deer wildlife all over the road. In fact, I've seen more animals hit on Soldier Summit this year than I've ever seen. There's a lot of them there. So just be aware. I almost hit one over the weekend. My wife's scared. She was scared, and I got in trouble. I almost hit a deer.
Hey.
We missed it. Thank goodness. But yeah, I just want to make people aware of that. Have that in your mindset as you're driving. You know, you get in the Red Narrows. There's a lot of deer right there. And with that said, it's that time of year. We're getting ready to start the shed antler hunting. Be respectful of our animals. The snow is deep in the high country, and those animals are stressed. They don't have readily available food resources with all the snow, and just make sure we're respecting them so we have future animals to hunt their antlers when they
right.
fall off. So
for sure. Well, on that note, you know, we talk about winter weather driving conditions a lot, but there's some things around the house, too, that you've got to start thinking about. I notice for myself, when it warms up during the day, all of the snow and the ice start melting. Then at night it freezes and my gutters are getting just filled with ice. Those are things that could potentially cause some damage. So
yep.
take those precautions and try to be prepared, because like you said, next week it's going to get cold.
Yeah, it's coming. The cold weather's coming. Make sure we shovel out our fire hydrants and mailboxes. The mail carriers appreciate it if they have a nice path to get in there, but the fire hydrants is a must. And if you're parking on the street in the unincorporated areas, this weekend would be a time to bring your vehicles in because the snowplows will be out.
Right, and if they're in the way, you could have damage to your vehicle.
Yep.
Or it will get towed.
Could be towed. It could be plowed in. But it's never a pleasant thing. Just bring it in if you can bring it in out of the street.
Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, is there anything else you want to mention?
Nope, just grateful to be in the position of sheriff. Want to thank the community for all their support. We live in such a wonderful community. Fan Appreciation Night tonight at USU.
Yeah.
For anyone that's wanting a good time, go to that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Whiteout.
Whiteout, free for everybody, food, good entertainment.
Tons of prizes.
Frank Ori's going to be honored there.
He definitely is a fan of the year.
Yep.
Right? So yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's men's and women's game, free admission, free food. Like you said, it's going to be a great time.
Women's game starts at 5:30. So yeah, see y'all there.
Plenty of time to get on down after work. That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.